Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
More dirt and spray.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in the old third hour of the radio program. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, and YouTube. I'll just kind of reiterate through every hour. Dirt will be back tomorrow. So we'll be full strength. It's been 2 weeks. We haven't seen each other. He may hug me. I hope he has a gift for me, but I kind of don't. But, like, I wouldn't be shocked if he had something, you know, put on a T-shirt. I love you, man. You're everything in my life. I couldn't have had this life without you. You know, whatever it is, it's going to be something to that effect. And I'm sure he may cry when he walks in. But he'll be back tomorrow. We have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program. We'll get to a little Blazers. We got a national pundit. I don't like it. I don't like it when national people start stealing my takes. But that's what happened. And so we'll get to that coming up. I got audio on that. We had not a lot in the NBA. The Friday games were god-awful. Do you follow Tim Reynolds of the AP? He's a national NBA guy.
I don't.
I have to go find the exact wording. But I saw this because I wasn't watching actively Friday. But I saw scores and the teams involved. And I'm like, Friday. It's something in the effect of, like, by a point margin, this is one of the worst nights in NBA history.
Well, I mentioned that there was one game, it was the Timberwolves game, that was the only, there was like six games that were like 15 or
they
worse
were terrible
point spreads.
It was Friday night, so you had the Pacers and Hornets, 129-108. The T-Wolf game you mentioned, they lost 115-103. The Hawks beat the Nets 141-107.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Knicks beat the Bulls 136-96. To your, what is Billy Donovan doing? Boy?
Exactly.
And the Rockets beat the Jazz 140-106. The Grizzlies lost to the Raptors 128-96. And the Celtics beat the Bucks 133-101. The NBA on Friday and largely over the weekend was pretty awful. The end of that Warrior-Rocket game was interesting. The only good thing you got was Wemby Jokic. And we'll talk about them coming up at 8:15. We'll give you the Blazer segment coming up at 8:30 today. Somebody asking, if you had a kid's friend that was training to become a Joey Chestnut, what would your reaction be? To which I said I would limit how many times the kid could be at my house per month.
Yes.
In this economy, I ain't giving you a Joey Chestnut grocery bill, dude.
No.
You're not coming to my house and going, you think I could eat a whole loaf of bread and sandwiches in 5 minutes?
No.
Like, no, bro. That bread, not as cheap as it once was.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You think I could eat all your turkey?
No.
No. No. 3 pounds of ground beef, 15 minutes. Can I do it? Don't touch my Costco ground beef. Mm. I will murder you, child. So I would limit it. We're going to do something we haven't done before. Maybe we should do a little bit more, especially now that it's winding down in college basketball. We got really the thick of the baseball starting and the playoff chasing and going on in the NBA. And football season is kind of here, but it's not here, but it's here. Let's kick off the third hour with a little local wake and bake.
There you go.
Just kind of run down some local stories. And if I missed anything, please feel free to chime in.
Exactly.
So a couple notes I wrote down locally that we had over the weekend. I'll start with this one. This happened Friday after the show. So I wrote it down instantly, and I'm like, I'll get to that on Monday, because I knew I was going to kind of do something like this. For all the S-talking and trolling that we had from old USC and Lincoln Riley in college football, this is why it makes it awkward. Like, one, win the game against Oregon, and two, like, be better than 8-4. Makes trolling a little awkward. I want USC to matter. I think they should matter in college football, and I'm rooting for them to be more relevant than they have been the last couple years. But your trolling doesn't mean anything if Friday you have a 4-star edge rusher named Rashad Streets, who is 6'4", 230 pounds, from Raleigh, North Carolina, go on Pat McAfee and choose Oregon over Ohio State and Alabama. Did we get a grass is greener tweet? I don't follow the Oregon social media.
Did they
do something about, did they troll USC, or is this just business as usual?
Yeah, this is what we do.
Pretty impressive. Rashad Street, 6'4", 230 pounds from Raleigh, a 4-star edge rusher choosing Oregon over Ohio State and Alabama. Oregon State had an addition in the portal. Spring football is going on right now, and so I wanted to note it. They added Broderick Scholl. He's an Auburn offensive lineman who redshirted last year. He is going to join the roster. He has 4 years of eligibility. So he'll be joining Jamarcus Shepard and company in Corvallis. I did see over the weekend, and you can probably speak more to this than the recruiting stuff. I'll leave the recruiting stuff for Dirt.
Yeah.
How about the Department of Heartbreak City, the new home of the Portland Timbers? We had the game over the weekend. And if you missed it, the Timbers took on the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yes.
And they were winning 2-1 most of the way.
2-1 at halftime.
They were playing pretty well in the second half.
They had everybody, all their main guys, relatively healthy, back available.
Here we go. They're going to turn this around.
On the road.
Handball violation in the penalty box by Anthony. Whitecaps tie the game. And then in stoppage time, the last minute of stoppage time, Vancouver hit the go-ahead goal.
Yeah.
I had P. Harris text me just the gif of Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette annoyed, but it had a Photoshop Timbers jersey on, and I hit the LOL.
This storyline has happened way too often with the Timbers of late.
So what do you do about it?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's quick fixes But I think ultimately it comes down to, you know, the Timbers for the longest period of time have been reluctant to go tap into the European side of things for a Messi-like guy or a, and yes, I know Messi's from Argentina, but he played over in Europe forever. To go get their Ibrahimovic or whatever. They're 35. They're, you know, time being the dude over in
the guy
Europe,
who can't really do much in the Premier League, but he comes
over
the MLS,
here
he dominates.
And
yeah,
not only does he still have enough game to dominate in the MLS, but they can impart, this is how the top European clubs prepare,
no
practice,
doubt,
put game plans together, make adjustments in games, all of that sort of stuff. And for whatever reason, the Timbers have never tapped into that.
Mm.
And maybe it's time for that to change.
But is there any indication it will?
I don't know.
But that's just what your solution would be?
But if they continue to go around, you know, the same sort of thing, and, and they continue to tap into Central and South America, trying to find their talent. You love Christopher Velda. I think he's got an edge that he brings to the entire team to not let up. The back line is extremely young. They continue to have their issues of communication and giving up untimely goals, all of those sorts of things. Maybe the development, maybe as time goes on, that'll tighten up and get better. But we'll see.
Mm. Well, they fall this weekend to the Vancouver Whitecaps. So I noted that in our Wake and Bake local edition. That's what we're doing right now. And I saw the Beavs, they swept Lamar.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't think it means much of anything, but they're having a good year. They swept Lamar. They won. And the Ducks lost their first series of the season against Michigan.
Yeah, they avoided a sweep. Now, they had to readjust that series and move everything up a game because there was weather. It was supposed to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's wild to watch Big Ten baseball between the start of it and now, because you don't know when you'll look up on your TV and see a snowstorm.
Exactly.
The way I saw USC Northwestern 2 weeks ago. And so I saw that locally in the baseball department. And one final one that I noted, and I know somebody has tweeted us about this, but I noted it. How about Justin Joyner, the new head coach of Oregon State men's basketball?
Yeah, he got a top 150 prospect.
He got a 4-star center out of Eastside Catholic out of the state of Washington, Yabusira Aklog.
There we go.
He's a 6'11 center, 4-star commit.
That's, now we know why Munch hit the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Which now, I don't think anybody at Corvallis is going to be all that upset.
I think if they restart the team in general, I don't think people are going to be all that upset.
No.
But it would be interesting to see, man. He might win his first national championship today, Joyner, being a part of Dusty May's staff. And so he may come to Corvallis with a championship ring. And if you're going to be getting a 4-star, we'll see what he does in the portal. They've been announcing slowly the last week or so the staff additions.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, to no surprise, are West Coast based.
I would think so.
And now I find it very interesting, college hoops here locally, because you got Oregon State hitting the full restart button here with Justin Joyner. And then down south in Eugene, I don't know what Altman's going to do.
I don't know.
This is very
interesting. All we heard about was current Ducks hitting the transfer portal. I haven't seen anything. Well, it's hard because the
transfer portal hasn't
officially opened up. It is.
I know.
It's April 7th. So tomorrow, I think it opens.
I didn't get butt cracked, right? Shellstad's hitting it.
Yes. Shellstad's announced that on his. Yeah.
It feels very one more year for Dana Altman, and this may be over.
Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't followed up to see if there's any indication, because technically they haven't. Tomorrow, I believe the portal actually opens up so guys can go in.
I think Duck fans, look, I think when the Dana Altman run ends, Duck fans will have the right measured response to it.
They should be
appreciative
for everything he did for that program.
And they will be. But I also think Duck fan, if it ends indeed next year the way that it has that feel, Duck fan is going to be like, I'm glad we wasted a season for this.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate nature of where this thing has gone, is it was such a bad year, and the entire team's leaving, and now you're going to look at an entirely new team for the poor. Like, who was it we were interviewing?
Yeah, I don't know what they
have. I think it was Ryan Clark, and he's like, they might have 10 new players at minimum.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's got some big-time freshmen coming in. I haven't paid that close attention.
Hard to do well when you're talking that much turnover, but that's what's happening here locally. And the Fire have a team. That happened Friday at noon.
So WNBA, they agreed they will start free agency this week. So today and tomorrow, qualifying offers can be submitted, that sort of thing. Then Wednesday, the negotiating period starts. And then like
the draft is like next week.
Friday and Saturday, you can start signing people. Yeah, a week from today is the college entry draft on the 13th.
Yeah. Somebody says the Timbers are the new Chargers. It's called timbering.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
We love our friends over there. Just been a tough start to the season.
It was nice to see them, though, go up there offensively. They're starting to show some things. Everybody healthy. That's good. They need to be able to score goals, but they've got to figure out how to consolidate leads once they get them and turn them into victories and not let stuff get away in the last couple of minutes.
There you go. There's your local Wake and Bake sports headlines for Monday, April the 6th. We will get to a lot more here in the third hour of the radio program. Let's talk a little Wemby Jokic, and then our beloved Blazers. They're back in action tonight, and they're in a little bit of headlines from some national voices. We'll get to all that coming up in the third hour. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan and Swag, what do we call it? The Fan Sports Network.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
We got national guys taking my takes. They're gonna get all the credit in the world for it. Reddit pages are gonna be like, see, they nailed it. Get out of here. But we will talk about it, nonetheless. I joke. But our beloved Blazers play again a couple days off. They're in the thick of the play-in battle. The Clippers beat the Kings last night in a game that nobody watched. And they are now tied for the 8-9 situation.
Dead heat.
And the Clippers so far own the tiebreaker. They have one more game to settle things.
Right. So if the Blazers win that, it'll be 2-2. And then I believe it goes to conference record. And I believe Portland's conference record is better than the Clippers.
Did you just look that up? Or are you guessing to what your memory
is? No,
I'm just trying to look. Let's see. Conference record, you would be correct. Yeah. They have 27-21 in the conference. The Clippers are 23-25. So if they tied there, they're not going to catch the Suns. There's not enough games for that.
No.
It's an 8-9 battle.
The Suns are 7 and the Warriors are 10th, and it's between Portland and L.A. for 8-9.
And look, I don't think the Warriors are very good. It would scare the living hell out of me if they lost.
But a one game against Steph, if he just goes nuts.
He can do what he did last night, and you just don't know what's going to happen on your end. And there's no intel on Jeremy Grant. So over the weekend, not much was happening in the association, but I was pretty excited about a random Saturday afternoon game because it's two Giants. And that was the Spurs and the Nuggets. And this one was delightful. I believe it was a Prime Video game. I never know what games are on Prime. Like, there's not a set day, and then the Peacock can be random sometimes. But I watched it nonetheless because we had Wimby and Joker. And Swag, this feels like the definite, this is going to be what round two is. I don't take the Timberwolves seriously.
No.
I don't take the Rockets seriously.
No.
And the Lakers are going to flounder.
Yes.
By the way, Reeves is out now 4 to 6 weeks is what they're saying. And
Luka's going to Europe to try to get his hamstring treated.
Well, here's the weird thing. They were talking about this on the NBC broadcast with T-Mac and Vince and said he went to Europe for the birth of a child.
Okay.
So he's going to, and he, by the way, he's one game short of the qualifications.
Yeah, his agent said they're going to apply for an exception.
He got suspended. So he probably should not get it. You should cost yourself this award by being suspended for your technical foul problem.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the NBA does if they cave.
Well, also,
and I don't know who you appeal to. I don't know whose decision it is.
I want players to be healthy. I really am a person that doesn't care. Like, if athletes can do HGH, do it. Like, be healthy. I just want to see you perform.
Right.
Is it not just the oddest thing that he's going to Europe for treatment?
Yeah, but we've seen other people do that.
We saw Kobe do it.
Yeah.
I bet you Bron's done it. Like,
I don't know what if there's some different technique or they're allowed. Who knows what's going
technique.
On.
Technique. You mean cure? My hamstring feels good now. I don't know why. That's really weird. Looked really bad. But we had Wimby and Joker on Saturday, and this one was kind of headed towards, all right, San Antonio kind of controlling this thing, and then here come the Nuggets in the second half, and Joker and Wimby was the battle of the season. Joker went for 40 points, 13 assists, 8 boards, had 3 blocks. Wemby's stat line was 34 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to tell me that a lot of the first round of the NBA playoffs is going to be not worth watching, I'll completely agree with you.
Sure.
This in the second round will feel like a title fight, even if it isn't a title fight, because the Thunder are just a juggernaut.
Yeah, the Nuggets should end up passing the Lakers.
They will.
So
I think a lot of
Lakers,
teams will.
Rockets first round, which will be interesting.
Where are the Timberwolves right now in
they
accordance to the Lakers?
They are 3 games up on the Suns. So I think the Timberwolves.
Okay, the Timberwolves are firmly in 6.
And they're 3 games behind the Rockets.
So the Lakers are going to be the 5. The Rockets will probably be the 4. And Denver, I would think, moves up to the 3.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get Denver, Minnesota first round. You'll get Nuggets, Rockets. Or Lakers-Rockets first round.
Lakers-Rockets, probably with Houston hosting, because I do think the Lakers are going to lose. I mean, they got killed by Cooper Flack and the Mavs yesterday. So I do think you're going to get Lakers down to the 5 with the Rockets hosting them at the 4.
And then you'll get the Spurs will get whoever wins that 7-8 game.
I mean, the Thunder are sitting there with the prettiest of positions, because they might get the Clippers or the Blazers.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a 5 or 4 game series.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second round, they get to have Wimby and Joker go head-to-head.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding. This game was spectacular. You had all the role guys. of the Denver Nuggets play pretty damn, like Christian Brown. What did Christian Brown finish with? He finished with 21 points. He was 5-11 from three. He had 8 boards and 4 assists. I mean, really, when you look at it, like Jamal Murray was kind of their low man at 15. Aaron Gordon played pretty well. You had Cam Johnson finally have a pretty big game and shoot 50% from three. On the other side of this, man, as much as we talk about Wemby, you know who still doesn't get enough conversation of should be all NBA? Stephon Castle.
I know.
God, he is so good. Looking like the gem of that draft. And that was not a good draft, but there's been some good players out of that draft. And so Stephon Castle, the reigning MVP, gave him 20 points in that one. I just look forward to a 7-game series with Wemby. The other big part of this, too, was Wembanyama, who we talked about on either Friday or Thursday show last week. Some of the reason that people take him out of the MVP conversation swag is because he's not playing enough minutes. He played 40 minutes in this thing. And so this was kind of one of his bigger tests minute-wise because they're trying to limit how many minutes he's got. He still gave you 34, 18, 7, and 5. I mean,
yeah,
just dumb video game numbers. Jokic being Jokic and doing what he does and hitting impossible angled shots over 7'5", Victor Wembanyama at the end because they weren't guarding each other, I would say, about 60% of this game. And then it started to get closer and closer and tighter and tighter. The Nuggets outscored San Antonio in the third and fourth quarters. You started to see Wemby go, oh, I want him. And I think that's the cool thing is you get a lot of players that positionally they should go against each other, but they'll, like, for matchup purposes, they'll switch out.
Yeah, they don't want him to get into early foul trouble or
– But Wemby wanted it.
Yeah.
He wanted the smoke, and he went out and he guarded Jokic. And so right now there's a lot of, like, this in the NBA is not good and that's not good in the NBA and, oh, look at the problem of this. I think the worst thing that's going to happen is the first round, and we're going to have a large conversation. These need to stop being 7-game series. They are pointless to be 7 games. They should not be 7 games. They should be 5 games at most. I think they should go back to 3 to make it more interesting.
And if the higher-seeded teams aren't, you know, dialed into playoff mode quickly, then they should be put in jeopardy.
Yes.
Because 7 games, you can ride it out, and eventually they'll prevail. But,
yeah,
no.
Remember the year Toronto won? They lost their first game against the Magic, and we're like, oh, are the Magic going to do it?
No,
and then they lost.
Not over 7 games.
Not over 7. I think it should be 3. I think to your point, like if you're a 2 seed and you don't got your S together in game 1, oh my God.
Yeah, you should be in jeopardy.
We're in elimination
zone. Let's go.
They're not going to do that, and so we're going to have to kind of, in a way, suffer through first-round matchups. But if you give me second-round Wemby and Joker, man, that is must-watch television. That's far and away the best playoff series you may get in the whole playoffs, and that's including the finals and the conference finals.
Yep.
So give it to me all day. I thought it was a great Saturday afternoon matchup that ended up going to overtime between two giant mammoth. One just stylistically looks like an alien that should not be doing what he's doing, and the other one looks like he shouldn't be doing because he's too big and he can't jump and he can't go fast. There was a Nuggets guy I thought made an interesting point. I think his name's Harrison Wind. He created the DNVR Sports Network in Denver. Actually, pretty big network down there. He's a youngerish guy. He did a pod, and I thought he had a good comp. He said, I think when we look back on Jokic as a career, and his grandkids are asking about Jokic, he goes, I think we're going to talk about Jokic like we talked about Wilt. Stats, everything's going to look like, what? He had a 40-20-15 game? But he might not have very many titles. He might end up with 2 at most. And he thinks, basically, this is modern-day Wilt, that it doesn't make any sense. The numbers look stupid. They look made up. But we're also going to look at the championship stuff because we're dumb in that way in that sport. And we go, he only won 2 of those? What's the deal with that? But I'm looking forward to it, and I think that's what our destiny is going to be in the second round is Wemby hosting Joker. It's going to be delightful.
Get your popcorn.
I'm sorry you missed it. It might have been the game of the year.
Yeah. Like you said, Prime. If it was on Prime, I was playing golf anyway. So
I don't blame you. Yeah. I know a lot of people missed it because it was on Prime. We have a lot more to get into in the third hour of the program. Let's talk a little Blazers. They're back from their couple-day hiatus. They're in the battle for the 8-9 matchup. And one national voice, dare I say, stealing my take. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about with some audio coming up next. Before, I'm going to do something we haven't done, I think, on The Fan in maybe a decade. Crosstalk.
Getting a little P. Harris here.
Yeah, Piharis gets in a little before Meringue, before their show, so Piharis is going to hop in at some point today.
Nice.
And we'll do a little crosstalk. I don't know if they have any guests on the show, so he'll let us know about that. That'll be happening in the final hour of the program today. So on top of the Trailblazers here, they play. They're back in action tonight. They had a couple days off, and they're in a pivotal 8-9 race with the Clippers, as the Clippers won last night against the Kings. To see if they can secure the 8 seed or if they'll be in the 9. Are you going to take out Steph Curry or are you going to go against Devin Booker and the Suns? We have to kind of wait and see on that one. And they're going to Denver. They're about 8.5-point underdogs in this one. I kind of like them to cover that number, by the way. But the Nuggets are also in the thick of a playoff race themselves with positioning and trying to get to the 3 seed, as we mentioned with the Jokic and Wemby game that happened over the weekend. And so it's more to me about can they capitalize. They're 40-38 this year. I picked them to be 41-41.
I think I had them at 38 wins.
And Dirt had them like 34 or 35 and whatever. So he was wrong. You were wrong. I have a chance to be right. They have a maybe an outside shot to be 42-40 because they have the Kings remaining.
Yeah.
They'll win that game. And it's just going to be.
And then home game with the Clips.
Home game with the Clips.
Which is a toss-up.
It is very big toss-up, but they played them really well last time.
The question is, can they get one of these two road games? Hard to expect them to win both of these.
Well, does Wemby play in their Blazer game? So Wemby can miss two more games the rest of the way and be eligible, and I wouldn't be shocked if they did that because the Spurs can beat the Blazers without Wemby. Also, maybe the Blazers can beat the Spurs if Wemby does sit in that one because the Spurs also play the Mavericks, who are tanking, but Cooper Flagg's playing spectacular.
Yeah, but they're
basketball.
Playing hard. They gave it to the Lakers.
Well, Cooper Flagg's been dominating.
Yeah.
He's had multiple 40-point games this year. He's having a good year. Where the Blazers finish and the slate ahead of them now is going to be interesting. I don't expect them to do much of anything in the playoffs. It would just be about them making the playoffs. But I think they'd have a good shot to beat the Suns for the 7 seed.
Yeah.
Not that it matters if you play the Spurs or the Thunder. But
all those three teams, they can beat. I mean, they can get run off the floor by any of them, too. So, but
you expect a good game tonight in Denver?
I think that they've had a couple days off. I'm assuming they got to Denver either Saturday night or early yesterday to try to whatever. I don't know how it works. I don't know all the studies that have been done on going to altitude. Is it better to show up late and go in there and do it? Or is it better to get there early and get adjusted to it, maybe have a good hard practice beforehand? And I don't know what all the stuff. I mean, everybody tries to figure out how to best adjust for it.
I think they got a pretty good idea of how to travel to Denver. Yeah. To me, this is just about, does Denver overlook Portland in a spot where, oh, we just beat the Spurs in overtime. We're a game back of the three. The Lakers are falling.
Knowing,
oh, we'll take care of this team.
Yeah, knowing. I mean, they're right there tied, so if they win the games that they're supposed to win, they will finish. They need to finish ahead of the Lakers. They don't want to be in that 4-5 game.
No. Something to keep in mind, too, side note, in this race, if Denny Avdia can finish the season out and be eligible, all the players are dropping now, dropping out of eligibility now with this game's requirement.
For the All-NBA stuff.
He might find himself just on third-team All-NBA because,
absolutely,
you know, like four players are not eligible for it. So it's another thing to kind of bear in mind here. I don't expect him to win by any stretch. Jokic has been so damn good. 27. He's averaging 28, 13, and 11.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm rounding up 0.1 there, but
well, this is one because we saw a couple of times Klingon was going up against some other legitimate NBA centers, and he struggled.
Well, he also struggles against really athletic small teams. He's got a weird thing. His last couple games have not been good. He finished the last two before they've had this couple-day break, I think with like 4 points and 7 rebounds or whatever. He had that one game where it was like 4-4 and I don't know if there's a thing with being in shape or being exhausted or injury. I don't know what's going on with Klingon, but his last two games have been stinkers.
He needs to come out and show that he's up for it.
He needs to set the tone because Rob Will's playing really well right now.
Jokic is going to do whatever Jokic is going to do, but can he offer something at the other end to, you know, make Jokic have to not rest at that end of the floor?
I don't believe. No, because that's not really his game. He's offensive rebounding machine. He leads the league in offensive rebounds per game.
Can he go do that against Jokic?
Well, that's going to be a tough test. Well, I think the other thing for Denver is that Gordon is starting to get his legs under him, so to speak. And so he's playing really well. We just mentioned Christian Brown and what he did against the Spurs.
And if they can figure out what Cam Johnson can give them consistently,
then you start
to go, okay.
If he's 50% from three, look out, dude.
So if he can give him 15, knock down two or three threes, and give him some nice perimeter defense, now that group becomes scary.
I'd really like to just see the fight. The fight we saw against the Clippers, because they had a little bit of a slow, sluggish start against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Give me the Clipper effort.
Yep.
And to what Dundon said in the press conference, remember, he said, if we play like that and we lose,
so be it.
I can be happy with it, and it happens, right? That effort, the cohesiveness, the rebounding, the attacking the glass, the defensive effort, all of it was there. If you can put forth that effort and you lose, all right, I can deal with that. But if you're going to go out there and be sluggish and Denver runs you off the court in the first quarter and a half, you're not coming back on Denver. So
no,
I'm curious to see if it's going to happen. So you may remember after we had the Dundon press conference and we talked about some of the takeaways. My biggest takeaway is they're making a massive trade this summer. I know I'm falling for it. Charlie Brown, Lucy, football, all that, right? I'm not the only one. Turns out this is becoming quite the take. Not again that it was some crazy out of left field take. It just was my overall feeling of what the press conference was. This happened on the Bill Simmons podcast, one of the biggest national basketball podcasts that happens between him and Zach Lowe. And this was his takeaway because he mentioned the Blazers yesterday.
The seatbelt is off with the Blazers the next 3 months.
I agree with you.
It is weird. Just we are going to take the speedboat out into the ocean and we're going to fucking floor it to 110 like Sonny Crockett with the Blazers. I am prepared for anything. Like Giannis trade, new coach, maybe they bring in a coach GM, any sort of wheeling and dealing, this new owner coming in who already has this proven thing from hockey of like, I'm coming in, I'm rolling up my sleeves, let's go. And I just think they're the wild card team this year. If I had to bet on a Giannis team, we don't have the odds for this, although I'm sure the prediction market does, which sadly he invested in one of them. I think I would bet on Portland in the number two spot behind the Knicks. I would have the Knicks one and I would have Portland two for Giannis destinations.
Well, and one thing to keep in mind there is the Knicks package is not as good as Portland's.
No.
They would have to be roping in another team to throw Milwaukee more stuff.
Because I don't think they have a ton of draft picks.
They don't. They traded five for Mikal Bridges. They completely... Now look, you can say screwed, not screwed. Roll the dice with Giannis, whatever. They screwed themselves. They traded way too many draft picks for Mikal Bridges. Now, we'll see if it pays off. Maybe this is the year it does because Boston's not quite ready with Tatum. And Detroit, we'll see what happens with Cade Cunningham. They might be the third best team in the East. But just something to keep in mind, man. I know Danny's talked about it, and it's something when the history of the league the last decade, new owners love to come in and shake it up. They just love to come in there and say, I'm here, this is different. And that was his message, right? It was business, it's arena. And for him, it was, we had a big trade. If I was the owner, we would have made it. And now he's the owner. And this team is 7, 8, 9, whatever they're going to end up being. Playoffs, I don't know, no playoffs. We'll have to wait and see. It's abundantly clear from his tone, in my opinion, the last 4 years have been inexcusable, disappointing, and pathetic. Okay, you can define that however. If you want to say it's purgatory or not purgatory, I'm not going to argue about that. To me, it is because you're not bad enough to get a good pick. You haven't had the lottery gods bless you with it, and you're nowhere near contention. You are sitting in the thick of the play-in. To me, making a big change kind of indicates we're not happy with being exactly where we're at. So they are going to make a big move, and I just love that a national voice is adding to this. I do think they're going to be right at the top of the betting markets, the prediction markets of teams to trade for Giannis. And the relationship with Giannis and the Bucks, by the way, boy, it is not in a good spot right now. Remember, they wanted to shut him down. He was not happy about that. He's been vocal against them. He came back, but you can tell he didn't want to come back. He doesn't want to request a trade. They may give him the Dame treatment. Hey, dude, you gave us a title. You made us relevant more than we ever have been since Lou Alcindor was here. Thank you. We're taking the best deal. Portland has a better deal straight up than the Knicks. It's just a matter of who gets involved and what is on the table. And I don't know if Giannis is going to solve anything. Giannis could very well be very scary to people, but the Giannis Blazer trade is right around the corner, and the Blazers have those picks. Something to bear in mind now that Tom Dundon is here, and we'll see if they can continue their winning ways tonight against Denver. A lot on the line for their play-in races and a lot on the line in the near future. We have a lot more to get into. Dirt and Sprague back with more. It's 8:45 on 105.1 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Got the firm around the corner. Was talking shop with P. Harris during the commercial break. As we roll on a Monday, Are you in on the Giannis trade? If it happens,
I'm not opposed to it.
You're cool with them trading a ton of assets, players.
I think
the calf stuff doesn't scare you. The age.
Well, it's a concern, but the metamorphosis this team is going to have to go through before they get to something that looks like a legitimate Western Conference title contender is going to be massive, no matter what they do. So.
Does Giannis, I don't know who it would be. It'd probably be like a Shaden and a, there's going to be a name or two that makes you uncomfortable or you're like, oh, that's involved. And then it's going to be a lot of draft stuff, right?
Yeah.
If I tell you Shaden's not here and Giannis is, and you've given up a lot of draft capital, are we a contender? Are you in on that being a contender?
I think it still depends.
Are we Minnesota and Houston next year? We're not quite Oklahoma City level.
You're starting to think, okay, 5-6 is not out of the realm of possibility. I don't know if that puts us, if I start thinking we're challenging the Spurs and, you know, the Nuggets at the top and the Thunder, but you put Giannis here and assuming Dame can be some semblance, at least shooting-wise, of what he once was.
Right.
If keeps Drew sticking around.
You're banking on a lot of age. Drew.
But the
Giannis,
other thing with
Dame.
The age is, with the age, it's easier to a year or two bail and just go, okay, guys, thanks. But
yeah.
As opposed to if you
but
get
locked in. But
you're
kind of back in a rebuild there if that's what happens. Because I assume Jeremy would be a part of that deal.
I would hope so.
Be a contract dump. It'd help you match and you move on there. I tell you this, I understand all the...
I don't think it's going to be one big swing and a couple of fill-in pieces and all of a sudden you have it. I think there's going to have to be a couple of rounds of roster shuffle before he gets it.
I think if you're trading for Giannis, that's what it is. You're not going to have the assets to make... You think you're trading for Giannis and making other little moves that are massive?
I don't think so. Then you're just... trying to grab something off the scrap heap or sort of thing and plug in.
Yeah.
But I also think if it doesn't work, you'll give it a year or two. And if it doesn't work, then I think Dundon will scrap it and try something else.
And I know that there's a lot of Blazer fans out there kind of rolling their eyes at the entire conversation because they don't think we're going to be the team to get
it. It hasn't been our history.
No, it hasn't. But this is new owner stuff, man.
Yeah.
That also has not been our history since 1988.
Yeah.
Even though Paul died, it was still in the same hands. Yeah. Brooke Cole was still kind of running stuff. So.
I mean, the Pippen, trading for Pippen was way out of character for the Blazers.
We haven't been that team since Trader Bob.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not really in our nature. Joe doesn't really have a history of doing it. But I just don't believe we can overlook the impact of having a guy that's winning in another sport coming in here saying, in a roundabout way, you guys have been garbage. We are not going to be garbage.
I think, and you now have an owner who, if you take a big swing and you go through all of your analysis projecting, okay, if it is Giannis, and you do your analysis and all your analytics and projecting and how it could look, obviously health is a big part of it. And he buys all, he's like, yep, I'm with you. I see it.
I think if he's here, he's going to buy in.
If it doesn't work, I don't think he holds it against him because it doesn't work. In a way that maybe the previous
last couple
ownership,
years in Milwaukee have not gone well.
Yeah,
he's been a little bit of a pain. And I'm a huge Giannis guy, but that's also that goes both ways. He's wanted some stuff, and they've given it, and it's not gone well. Yeah. And it's like, well, what are we doing here? And it's like, what do you mean? What are we doing here? I would totally understand it. I'd be all in on the idea of it because they don't do it. You want to talk about making waves? One, Portland would be talked about from a national perspective, way more than they have the last 4 years or more. Like, you'd have to go back to the West Conference final season.
You'd start to see them on national TV games.
Dude, they'd be talked about on all the national podcasts. Like, that would be the biggest of deals. I also would understand the other side of that argument of, what is this going to be? And is it actually? I don't think there's analytics to be involved here. I think it's as simple as it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. We have Dame coming in. We've got Denny Avdia. if Tamani's not involved, we got Tamani Kamara, we got Donovan Klingon. Like, what are we doing? There is no analytics. It's that.
Let's go.
There we go. We're going.
And I think
it.
The biggest piece to, if I was Tom Dundon sitting in there, I think the reasons to do it are obvious.
Mm-hmm.
My question to everybody in the room is,
God,
if it doesn't work, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you say?
I just added, like, the city would be buzzing.
The city would be
that
buzzing,
move.
All of that stuff. You get
huge
butts in seats, whatever. My question in the room is, hey, if this doesn't work, if he chronically has this cap
Dane
issue,
can't
if
stay
Dane
healthy,
can't come back,
yeah, right,
how quickly can we roll out of this and do something else? That's my question in the room. So it's like, if we do this and it doesn't work, but I got to eat it for two more seasons after because we can't move anything or we can't get out of these contracts.
No doubt.
That would be what would keep me from pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I know if it works and everybody can find some form and we get good health, it could be special and, yeah, it could be great. My question is, if it doesn't work, how quickly can we bail out of it and do something else?
Quick question for you that is probably not going to give me the quickest of answers, and I know we're against it to the final hour. Dundon mentioned wanting to start renovations now, and I know he needs to secure more funding and they need to figure out lease stuff.
Yeah, they got to have some.
Which I think is why Dwayne Hankins was like, what he said.
Already started.
The fire start this season. How would they do renovations during the fire season?
I don't know. I don't know if there's stuff to. That's not out.
But even if they secured funding, could they do? Well, I guess they'd have
to. I have no idea. I definitely need.
I thought about that this weekend.
Who's an expert to tell me what exactly is going on?
Yeah, what areas would you be renovating while a season's going on for the
W? If they're doing concourse stuff and concession area stuff and.
That'd be weird to do during a basketball season.
Well,
especially for one that's going to have a lot of butts.
Well, I also think, is it my understanding, most of the games will probably just be lower level. So if you were working on third deck stuff,
I think your home opener's third deck to see if it sells.
Well,
it'll
be that
the
Caitlin Clark game and that sort of thing. But I think a lot of the games will just be
lower,
like weeknight games.
Yeah, 200 and down.
So I would think you could probably work on anything that you're going to work in the upper deck.
That's a good point. Loaded final hour of the program, Dirt and Sprague. We'll kick it off with some NFL chatter. Hour number 4, next on The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.